And now traveling up the food chain, we check in with Tamara Murphy. She's a Seattle chef who's been cooking for 30 years. She has decided that she wants to better understand where the food she cooks comes from. Easy for vegetables, not so easy, as she found out, with pork, beef, and chicken. Reporter David Welch has more.
Chef Tamara Murphy's deep laugh and playful smile make her an instantly comfortable person to be around. It's a good thing, because at the moment, she's holding the carcass of a 100-pound lamb.
Put that one off to the side, Chris.
It's delivery day at her Seattle restaurant, Brasa. Unlike other kitchens where protein arrives in neat little packages, Brasa's meat arrives whole, as in the entire animal. The only thing missing is the skin or hair. Murphy says that using whole animals is answering several important questions.
I wanted to know where my food was coming from. Again, it's easy to know where your potatoes are coming from, but that's such a small part of what we eat as omnivores.
Murphy has gone far beyond just having the entire slaughtered animal delivered to her kitchen. She's gotten to know the living, breathing animal as well. Her restaurant's biggest seller is pork, so now Murphy raises her own pigs. Murphy's pigs live here, at Whistling Train Farm in nearby Kent, Washington. The property is filled with long rows of green crops, wooden pens filled with chickens and ducks, and over in the corner of the farm, pigs.
Hey, Miss Fig! How are you? This is Miss Fig. She's about 400 pounds.
Miss Fig is one of four sows the farm owns. She's also the mother of Murphy's current litter of six piglets.
Come on. You know you want this sweet potato. Yes, indeed. There you go.
Murphy throws out handfuls of potatoes and apples to her pigs, too. Their plump, 50-pound bodies scurry to catch up with them. Each litter lives in fenced, quarter-acre pens, which gives them a lot of room to play. They roll around in the mud, take long naps in the sun, and Murphy says she loves watching them run around.
Come here.
She's affectionate with them, but she's careful about getting attached. Unlike the sow the farm owns, Miss Fig, Murphy doesn't name her pigs. She says she doesn't think of them as pets. That's because when these pigs grow big enough, which usually takes 12 weeks, they will be slaughtered and served at Murphy's restaurant. It is an uncomfortable truth that many meat eaters don't want to see, but not Murphy. When her first litter was ready, she went with them to the local slaughterhouse. It's a relatively small facility. There, each pig was herded into a stall where it was stunned, hoisted up by its back legs, and cut along a major artery so that it bled to death.
It was so quick, there wasn't anything else going on at the slaughterhouse, so it happened within 10 minutes of us actually unloading the pigs. It was fascinating, and it was difficult at times because it was all very new.
Back in her kitchen, Murphy and her sous chef are hard at work, breaking down one of her pigs. It's a job that requires two people. One person holds the carcass in place while the other separates the animal into different cuts. Murphy says that butchering an animal, she's hand-fed apples and sweet potatoes, took some time to get used to.
When you break down a whole animal, you have to remove its head, its feet, you dismember it. And it just made me think, which of these pigs is this? That was very new.
But preparing meat is her job, and Murphy says that knowing how these pigs were raised helps her better respect the animals she cooks. She says it also gives her a spiritual connection with these animals, which is something she's never felt in the kitchen before. But does this mean that Murphy thinks that every omnivore should visit a slaughterhouse?
I'm not suggesting that people do that. I'm just suggesting that people think about how their food is raised, and the more aware they are, the more conscious they are of it, I think we make better choices.
Choices that Murphy hopes people will think about the next time they visit a grocery store. For NPR News, I'm David Welch in Portland, Oregon.